I don't know about you, but now that it's warming up, my schedule is packed, and having a great story to keep me company really takes the stress out of it. That's why I subscribe to Audible. As a member, you can choose one title to keep every month from their entire catalog, plus the latest bestsellers and new releases. I'm about halfway through The Wolf in the White Van by John Darnielle. It is a gorgeously written thriller with a time travel plot unlike any I've ever come across. I can't wait to hear how it ends, and you can check it out with me. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500. That's audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Welcome to the Bravo Clubhouse for the podcast edition of Watch What Happens Live with me, Andy Cohen.
She's a millennial diva, self-appointed, and she's anointed. It's Watch What Happens Live at home with Giselle Bryant and Kiki Palmer now.
Hey everybody, welcome to Watch What Happens Live at home from the Hamptons. I'm your host, Andy Cohen, wondering where I put my life jacket because I am bracing myself for the major wave of drama that's about to flow from the Potomac. My first guest is still the baddest thing walking and the most anointed one talking. From the Real Housewives of Potomac, it's Giselle Bryant. Hey Giselle.
Hi Andy.
And she's a singer, actress, activist, and host who is always unapologetically outspoken, unless she's saying sorry to this man. Her new single is called Snack. It's Kiki Palmer. Hey, Kiki.
Hey, love.
Great to see you. I'm so excited you're both here. Well, we have been waiting patiently for Potomac to come back, and it's finally back. This is a very exciting night, right, Kiki?
Yes. You know, this is my favorite one of the Housewives, so I am just thrilled beyond belief. And I was scared that I wasn't going to get my girls back because, you know, everything's happening in our world right now, but I was so happy that I got my girls.
You know, Giselle, that big headline tonight was that you and Pastor Jamal have officially rekindled your romance. I have a round of questions about your blessed reunion with Papa Do Preach. So had Jamal been actively pursuing you, or who initiated the first conversation about giving it another shot?
He's always let it be known throughout the years that, you know, he loves himself some Giselle.
Okay.
And yes, and we even with the divorce, we've always remained and had a great friendship. So I want to say, Papa Don't Preach was preaching to me.
What's been the biggest way he's changed for the better? Like, how is the relationship different this time around?
I think I've seen so much maturity in him. He has an overwhelming sense of humility and humbleness. And I think that we communicate so much better now. I mean, our communication is on point.
Your kids seem dubious of his intentions and the relationship. And I hate to say it, but it doesn't evolve during the season. How are they feeling about this now?
Well, I mean, my kids always are going to give me a hard time and a hard go. But they, you know, they do just want what's best for me. They're very protective of me. So
right.
They're here for their parents. I mean, come on now. I'm there.
And I think that's the thing, too, that I always see with the girls is that they really are protective of you. And they're used to having you all to themselves.
Yes.
So it's like another now dynamic where they got to share mom with dad. Like, it's different, you know?
Right.
Who's more likely to get married first, Robin and Juan, or you and Jamal?
Well, Robin has a ring on it, so
okay.
Okay. And did Jamal watch The Housewives of Potomac over the last few years, and what has been his reaction been?
He's not a watcher. He only sees stuff if his friends like send him clips, but he's very much supportive of just, you know, the show, what I do, and, you know, he's here for it. He's like, that's Giselle's thing.
Okay. Well, Kiki, your Bravo opinions are never middle of the road, so I want to get your stance on all things Mid-Atlantic. All right, let's have a Kiki round two. What did you think of Monique's unapologetic obsession with her new parrot, normal or not?
You know what? At first I was creeped out. I'm like, T'Challa. But then I kind of saw, like, she actually really is good with animals, or this animal, I should say. So that was kind of sweet to me and showed me another side of her that I was like, oh, my gosh, like, she's actually potty training this bird. And like, you could tell that the bird is very fond of her. So then I was like, I love it.
We saw that ominous tease for Candace and Monique scuffle. Do you have any preconceived notions of whose side you think you'll be on?
So last time, Monique really had upset me. You know, last season, I wasn't feeling a lot of the things that was going down. So if I could just in my mind say what I think, it would probably be Candace that I'd be going with. But, you know, I got to just see it all the way through. But Candace is usually always my girl.
What was your reaction to Candace's mother getting on the mic to thank her son-in-law for consummating the marriage?
It's typical Dorothy, child. Typical Dorothy. I'm just like, here she come with another zinger for us.
Here's a question for both of you. Are you surprised by Karen opening up about her relationship troubles with Ray?
I am extremely surprised. Absolutely, extremely surprised. But what it tells me is that she really, I guess, that, you know, now she's maybe settled all into it all. And she, you know, y'all all know what it's about with each other. And I feel like she's just kind of wanting to be real and possibly help other people that are watching that. That age difference that she said, that exponent, like, I really was with her on that and understood that now they're in another part of their marriage together. And she wants to be honest about that. I think it's good.
Giselle, what was your reaction?
I was shocked because that's not typical Karen at all. But I'm happy. It allows us to see a different side of her, her vulnerability. And there are some cheats in the institution.
Last but not least, Kiki, what were your thoughts on Giselle's home decor choices?
What was wrong with her home decor choices? They was fine.
All right. Okay, good. Nothing wrong. I just wanted your thoughts. That's all. Giselle, Willow C wants to know why you agreed to meet up with Candace at the bakery when you were clearly still pissed about what she said about your house on Twitter.
She asked me for my help. She knows that I'm a dessert girl and I'm going to give her the opinion of desserts. So, and Candace is a friend. Candace is annoying, but she is a friend.
She's an annoying friend. Would you classify Karen as an annoying friend?
Karen is a frustrating friend.
There's okay. A difference. All right. Kiki, Jacob McGonigal wants to know if Strahan, Sarah, and Kiki has actually been canceled. Have you been in talks to replace Tamara on The Real?
Oh, no. Wait a minute. Tamara on The Real. No. None of that. But, yeah, so Strahan, Sarah, and Kiki is gone. But, you know, a lot of other good stuff in the works.
No doubt. You were so good on that show. Giselle, Aisling M once said, in May, Monique said on Twitter that she has receipts that your relationship with Jamal is fake. What do you think she claims to have on you, if anything?
Anything about Monique. So, no, I'm in a real relationship with the real father of my children and my real ex-husband. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Kiki, Maddie Crawford said you had a beautiful speech to the military police during a protest asking them to drop their weapons and march with the people. That was so amazing. I was so moved by that.
Oh, thank you.
She wants to know how have you stayed motivated after the officer decided not to join? And can you tell us why you said it wasn't enough for you that police officers were kneeling?
Yeah, so I can't be mad at that. I mean, at the end of the day, everybody has a risk. There's always, whatever you go out there, there's a risk, there's a reward. You know, you either do this or you don't or whatever. And so I don't know what that man's positioning was. Overall, I just was, you know, got wrapped up in the emotion and was hoping that we could walk together and just have that powerful moment together. He didn't want to do it, and it's okay. But my point of saying it's not enough for me is that it's not always enough for us to play it safe, you know? It's not always enough. Like, you know, there was one time where it was illegal for a black woman to not give up her seat on the bus, but Rosa still did it. You know, so it's like, just like with the National Guardsmen, it wasn't a part of the rules. They can't do that. Having said that, we're in a time right now that if we are going to be challenging authority, then this is the time. This is the time to invoke change and get justice and get peace and for us to come together against the things that we're not with. And so that's what it was about. But everybody has a choice. He made his, I made mine. So it's no bad blood.
All right. Oh no, you guys, Karen's worst fear came true and Monique's parrot, T'Challa, has flown right off the leash and here he is swooping in to unleash shady questions on my guests. It's time for the bird on the street.
Okay. Right.
Okay, shady bird, ask your first question.
I'm here to ruffle your feathers, Tweety Pies. Giselle, say three nice things about the scent of La Dame.
You sound like Madam the Puppet, just so you know. I don't know if that resonates to anyone. I'm old. But okay, Giselle, three nice things about the scent of La Dame.
It's in a pretty bottle. Mm-hmm. It had pretty packaging. And Karen's wigs sometimes are very pretty.
Okay. All right. Okay, Shady Bird, what's your next question?
Kiki, you were iconic in Hustlers. Which of the Potomac housewives do you think would make the worst exotic dancer?
Okay, the worst.
The worst exotic dancer, I would have to say, in my mind, would be Monique. And the reason why, because I feel like Giselle's ready to have fun. I definitely feel like Candace is ready to do it. I feel like Ashley can go for it. I just feel like Karen will be rocking with it. I just feel that Monique is probably a little bit more, you know, she wouldn't necessarily break free with it. I don't know.
Okay, Shady Bird, what's your next question?
Giselle, what do you honestly think about Monique's new rap song, Drag Queens? And how does it compare to Coffee and Love?
I was actually very disappointed because she's rapping about glorifying violence. And at this point in where we are with this country, there's no room for that. So I was very disappointed and embarrassed for her.
Oh, okay. Last question, Shady Bird.
Kiki, if you were trapped in an elevator with August Alsina, what would you say to him?
Okay, what would you say to him? You kind of got dragged into that whole entanglement.
If we were locked in an elevator together, what would I say?
Yeah.
Damn, what would I say? This is such a hard, I don't think I would say a word. I would act like I was in there by myself. I wouldn't say a thing.
All right, thank you, Shady Bird. Giselle, Christina Kay wants to know what your first impression of new housewife Wendy was. And were you at all turned off when she brought up working with Jamal at the party?
No. I knew that Wendy and Jamal knew each other prior to me meeting Wendy. And I really like Wendy. I think she's a great addition to the show, great addition to the group. Wendy knows how to turn up. She's a fun girl. And she will read you to filth.
And she's very smart. I mean.
Yes.
Tonight, Karen said that she had met new housewife Wendy before and was not impressed. So I'm wondering what it would take for you both to give a La Dame. I'm going to present you both with a bunch of recent housewife accomplishments and tell me, are you impressed? Are you impressed by Monique potty training her parrot?
Very impressed. Come on.
Highly.
Okay. Kiki, are you impressed by Wendy?
I mean, yeah, she's gorgeous. Why not?
Okay. Are you ladies impressed that Ramona has 50 close girlfriends?
No.
I had a feeling you wouldn't be, Giselle. Kiki, are you impressed that Sonia's clothing collection is in Century 21?
I impressed. That's an accomplishment.
Giselle, are you impressed by Garcelle having the balls to put her cheating ex on blast to their friends via email?
Of course.
Yes, Giselle.
Yes.
Are you impressed that Candace and Chris paid for their own denim and diamonds party, Kiki?
Yes, I am.
Okay, last up, Giselle, are you impressed by Ramona's new Gucci bag that she made all of her friends donate toward for her birthday?
Absolutely not.
Why is she making her friends donate?
Oh my God, thank you very much. You and Ramona did not squash that beef at BravoCon, did you?
No, we did not.
Come on, BravoCon.
Kiki, Ronnie L. wants to know what your reaction to Beyonce using your I don't know this man meme in her L interview when asked about her secret Snapchat account. Did you see that?
Yes, girl. And I was gagged. I said, yes, my Virgo sister, she, you know what I'm saying? We here with it. And Giselle knows too.
Yes. Yes.
Giselle, Scott T. wants to know why exactly you think that Karen is not impressed by Wendy.
Karen is intimidated by Wendy.
Oh, no.
Wendy's very smart, and Karen is intimidated.
Giselle, Maya C. wants to know, at the end of the day, do you think it was better off that Ashley was not invited to Candace's party, and what did you think of the cash bar?
The cash bar is always a no-no. Okay, if you have to have a cash bar, then don't have the party.
Oh.
And Ashley didn't need to be at that party. It was too soon for her and Candace to be together.
Kiki, Scott M. wants to know if anything ever happened between you and Mike Johnson from The Bachelor after he asked you out on live TV.
No, I never seen him again from that day. Never seen him again.
Were you not interested? He's a snack, speaking of your song.
And come on, looking like a snack. No, you know what? I don't like the whole broadcasted stuff. It's almost like, you know, if you haven't talked in private with your partner about getting married, they shouldn't ask you in front of a crowd. It was kind of like that. Like, dude, why are you asking me in public? I feel like it's a clout chase. I can't be used for this. I have to get out.
All right. Well, we have our answer to that. Well, Kiki's song Snack is not an ode to carrot cake. Don't worry, Giselle. But it's a tribute to hotness. So I want to know more about Kiki's taste. It's time to play Who's a Bigger Snack? I have pairs of Bravo guys. Tell me who whets your appetite. Who's a bigger snack, Juan Dixon or Apollo Nida?
Juan Dixon, hands down.
Okay. Who is a bigger snack, Craig Conover or Harry Hamlin?
Craig Conover.
Okay. Who's a bigger snack, Chris Samuels or Mario Singer?
Chris Samuels, because I like how he just down for his family.
Okay. Who's a bigger snack, Mauricio Umansky or Frederick Eklund?
Mauricio.
Okay. Who's a bigger snack, Ray Huger or Greg Leakes? Pastor Leakes.
Honestly, I love Greg Leakes, but Ray Huger? I would have talked to him back in my time. I mean, not back in my day, but if I was in his day, you know what I'm saying.
Really? Wow.
I like him, yes.
What do you think of Giselle referring to him as Uncle Ben?
Giselle's being Giselle. Y'all know she got to do that from time to time. She got to keep it all exciting.
Okay, who's a bigger snack between these Summer House guys, Carl or Kyle?
Oh, I think Kyle.
Okay, who is a bigger snack, Joe Gorga or Aaron from Beverly Hills Housewives?
Joe.
Okay, last up, who's a bigger snack, Captain Lee or Tom Girardi?
Captain Lee.
Okay, thank you very much. I love it how you're really taking your time to consider these. By the way, Kiki, we are sending you the perfect gift for any super fan who loves to shout her Bravo hot takes without compromising safety. A Gone with the Wind Fabulous face mask. You can get this one and a whole variety of other cool, not cool Bravo face masks at shopbybravo.com. We're going to send you this one, though. A couple more viewer questions. Giselle, Dimitri N. wants to know, what's your response to Candace saying, if it works for y'all, wear a condom, girl, about you and Jamal getting back together? That was beyond messy.
That's just annoying Candace at her finest. You know, that's why we love her. She's annoying.
Okay. Kiki, Sam G wants to know if you've spoken to your Scream Queens co-star Lea Michele offline since you unfollowed her last month.
I haven't spoken to her. Hope she's well.
Okay, it is time for tonight's Moment of Mazel. Giselle, I know you've been vocal about the importance of supporting Black-owned businesses. I'd love to hear from both you and Kiki about any particular business you'd like to give a shout-out to tonight that we can, in turn, support.
Yeah. I love the Legacy Center, which is in Atlanta, and the center is run by Jay and Ernestine Morrison, and what they do is all kinds of things for the community. But right now, the housing market, it's really key in allowing Black people to get wealth. So they are teaching Black entrepreneurs how to get into the real estate market and stay in it and really thrive. Also, this Legacy Center, they are members of Jamal's Church, and they have opened their doors to give food for the community every Saturday, and my kids have helped them do that.
That's great. That's great. Yeah. The Legacy Center in Atlanta. Okay, Kiki, what about you?
Alexandra Winbush Candles, a young woman, Brittany Winbush, started it. You can also get, when you get the candle, you get a card that has a playlist on it so you can have, you know, music and everything like that. So it's just a really cool thing. It's a fresh idea. You can get them online. Alexandra Winbush Candles.
All right. Thank you both. You were so fun tonight. I want to thank Giselle and Kiki for being here. Tomorrow night, we have Captain Sandy and Kate Chastain at 10 o'clock. Watch our after show on Twitter Live now. Good night, everybody. Thanks, you two.
Thanks, guys. Bye-bye.
Megan, it's hot, it's summer, and we are still stuck at home.
And your problem with that is, you know what I love to do from the comfort of my own home?
What's that?
I like to binge watch Bravo shows.
And now you can watch some of your favorite Bravo shows, including full seasons on Peacock.
Peacock is NBC Universal's new streaming service, and it's chock full of Bravo content.
You can stream full seasons of Below Deck, Below Deck Med, Southern Charm, and The Real Housewives of Dallas today.
You can learn more at peacocktv.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, everybody. It's the After Show with Kiki Palmer. The show is turned up with the Taylors. New episodes every Monday on Facebook Watch. And Giselle Bryant is all, and her new single is Snack. It's available now. And of course, you can see Giselle every week on the Housewives of Potomac. Kiki, what was your reaction to GMA 3 getting canceled?
Expected. Because here's the thing, you know, when the pandemic hit, that's what became all on our minds was the pandemic, Corona, understanding COVID. So I kind of knew that, you know, if our show did come back, it would have to be much, much, much later because our show is really about an audience. You know, when you think about it, that's what we do. We do a little bit of news, but it's entertainment news. It's really fun conversations and lightheartedness. So the time, we're in a different time now. So some of the conversation has changed, and I think pushed SSK out. So I expected it.
Giselle, Eric G said, Candace referred to your new home as a $900,000 cabin. How would you describe Candace's current home?
My $900,000 cabin is more expensive than where she lives. So I don't know what she's talking about. And I bought this with my money, not her mama's money.
Oh! You have to go there, Giselle.
Giselle, Jerweezy wants to know your thoughts on the friendship between Charisse and Monique. Is it genuine or strategic?
It was genuine, but now it's over. So, you know, they were really friends.
Kiki Camille Y said, your rendition of Zero to Hero on the Disney Family sing-along was amazing. If asked, would you have any interest in being in the live-action version of Hercules?
Absolutely. Why not? Hercules is a classic, and I've worked with Disney for years. So, yeah, I'd be down with it. Give you some vocals.
Giselle, Christian G. Snow is upset about your white refrigerator. Anything to say to him?
Listen. I love my white refrigerator because it goes with my white kitchen. I didn't want to do stainless because I have kids and they're going to mark it up all day long. And I didn't feel like that. So it's white and I like it.
All right. Kiki Abby E said, please spill the tea on what you tweeted to SZA about you catching your ex with another man. Was this ex someone famous?
I don't even know what to say. I can't. I don't want to put nobody out or nothing. So all I want to say was that tidbit. I've been there before, and that's all I can say. I can't. If I give any info, it's just too much. I can't. I'm sorry.
You. The info you gave on Twitter was kind of amazing. You said that time I caught my ex effing my homegirl from the back at a house party.
Yeah, that was SZA. And then I said,
oh, you said been there, except it was a man, love.
Now get into it.
Get into it.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
We're 2020 new millennium. Let's go.
Hey, Giselle, before I let you guys go, tell me one thing, or how would you describe this season of Potomac, Giselle?
It's our best yet. It is truly entertaining. And I think that the fans are going to really understand who and what we are as individuals and as a group.
By the way,
I agree with everything that you said. The evolution of Potomac and how we've seen it and fallen in love with y'all's story, the way that even this season opened up, I was just like feeling as a fan that I was going to get everything I've been waiting for. I definitely feel like we're in for a ride.
And yes. By the way, Giselle, have you all been in touch on a group chat or anything since the Black Lives Matter movement has heated up so much in the last few months? Are you guys working together? Or in touch?
We work together in groups. You know, we can't all be together. We still got some unsolved issues. But it's nice to know that I can call on, you know, obviously Robin, Wendy, Candace, Ashley, and really have, really like pull on them if I need anything. And we are all in the same boat with regards to Black Lives Matter. I mean, we're all Black women trying to just progress. And It's going to be interesting because not everyone feels the same about this movement. So it's going to be interesting.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. Well, I want to thank Kiki and Giselle and everybody check out Snack. It's available now. It's a really great song. For more, Thanks. Click around BravoTV.com. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Thanks for listening to the podcast, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the show. Remember, new episodes go live Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Make sure you're subscribed. Have a great rest of your night.
Business can mean a lot of things. For some, it's earning reports, the top MBA program, investments, but business isn't everything we do. Side hustles that explode into the next billion-dollar company.
I need to create my own product that I control what the marketing is for.
Unconventional ideas that change the world we live in.
AI is everywhere, with venture capital pouring in.
From Elon Musk,
he took a massive axe and swung it through Twitter's workforce.
To Taylor Swift,
she is unstoppable as her Eras Tour stimulated local economy.
Your favorite coffee shop down the street to the vacation house you rented last weekend. Whatever business means to you, Wondery is the destination for business podcasts. Listen to top business shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, The Best One Yet, Business Movers, and many more. Everything from top daily news.
There was more ranch dressing sold last year than ketchup and barbecue sauce.
We're buying the dip, literally.
To deep dives on the biggest successes and failures of our time.
20,000 people lost their jobs.
Wondery means business.
Welcome to the small town of Chinook, where faith runs deep and secrets run deeper. In this new thriller, available exclusively on Wondery Plus, religion and crime collide when a gruesome murder rocks the isolated Montana community. Everyone is quick to point their fingers at a drug-addicted teenager, but local deputy Ruth Vogel isn't convinced. She suspects connections to a powerful religious group. Enter federal agent V.B. Loro, who has been investigating a local church for possible criminal activity. The pair form an unlikely partnership to catch the killer, unearthing secrets that leave Ruth torn between her duty to the law, her religious convictions, and her very own family. But something more sinister than murder is afoot, and someone is watching Ruth. With an all-star cast led by Emmy nominee Sanaa Lathan and Star Wars Kelly Marie Tran, Chinook is available exclusively and ad-free on Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.